Red Sox and the Angels on it Friday night. Chris Sale 5-0 in his career versus the Halos, and he would get some immediate offensive support.
Jets chopped through on the left side into left field, a hit. Being waved home is Betts' throw to the plate. It pops off the glove of Maldonado. And moving up to second is the batter Benintendi. Boy, that throw got there in time. It took a bounce, and it looked like the Angels had a shot to get Betts, but it popped right off the glove of Maldonado, who's trying to stop it on the one hop and get the tag down all at once, and he just couldn't execute is the next delivery. That's drilled down the right field side, tight to the line. That's a fair ball. It's going to kip down in the right field corner. Going into third, being waved home is Bogarts. There will be no throw to the plate. Throw goes to second, and trying to get back to the bag after he rounded second will be Bradley, and the Angels will get the tag on him as Simmons tags him out. It's going to be the second out in the inning. They've scored another run as Bogarts came all the way in from first base on what ends up being, well, I guess they'll give him a double because he rounded second and then was late getting back to the bag. Edge of that pitching rubber. There's a fly ball tipped well into right center field. That ball is out by the wall in right center field, and jumping up against the wall and making the grab on that one is Jackie Bradley Jr. Wow. That was a fine running catch, and he banged into the wall. He's kind of flexing his left shoulder after making that grab. Here's the 1-2, and that is a called third strike. Off speed, gets Trout looking. He knew it. Counts level, and the 2-2. And that one is cut and missed. He fooled him there. Off speed delivery struck him out. Looked like a changeup fooled him, and that's how the inning will end. 1-2 pitch. Got him swinging, struck him out, and the inning is over.
Red Sox breeze to the 6-2 win. Chris Sale becomes the fourth pitcher in history to reach 200 strikeouts in no more than 20 starts to begin a season, and the first since Pedro Martinez in 2000, also with the Red Sox. Sale is now 6-0 with a 1.23 ERA in his career versus the Halos. After giving up 5 runs in the top of the first and then facing Chris Sale, the Angels' fate was sealed pretty early in this one. LA fell to the Red Sox 6-2 as Mike Socha spoke to the media following the game.
Well, they did a good job, I think, of using the whole field. Started off with a ball that Robbie got a tough jump on the left and Andrelton couldn't get to, and it drops in for a double. But those guys kind of, stayed on Ricky and used the whole field and bunched together a bunch of hits in the first inning, and obviously set the tone for the game. No, I think he found some release points. Hadn't been out there in a while, so he had some extra days, but found his release point, made some pitches, and, for a while he got on a good roll, but, we were obviously, pretty far behind at that point. Shane was getting some upper back spasms, and so we took him out of the game. Day to day.
Bullpen nearly perfect for 5 innings. How big is it having them allow you? Obviously, the result wasn't what you wanted, but the luxury to possibly have the offense carry for a few innings.
Yeah, they got outs and gave us a chance to get back in the game, and we were maybe a hit here or there away from at least getting back into the game, but Sale's tough. You give him that much of a cushion, and he knows what to do with it, and he pitched a strong 6 innings for those guys.
What was he doing with
this? Well, he's deceptive. He uses both sides of the plate, has really good secondary stuff, and we made him work to get to that point. I think it was 112 pitches or something to get through 6. But we just couldn't get the key hit to get back into it. I think it doesn't seem like much now, but we're down 5-0, and Uni hits a bullet in right center. Bradley makes a great catch, and then Mike walks after. You might have been able to scratch a couple out there early if in the first inning to get back into the game and maybe give you a little better chance going forward, but that was a great catch by Bradley.
The Angels look to bounce back on Saturday behind J.C. Romero. He'll be opposed by David Price.